This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Right, it's that special time of the week where we have Jonathan Ebord with us talking sacred fire of liberty topics, whether it be global threats to liberty, whether it be domestic threats to liberty, the Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and the rights that come to us by virtue of our birth. Jonathan Ebord is going to take it on with me. Jonathan, how are you? Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year, Robert. Let's take it on.
It's a happy, crazy New Year, though, right? Pelosi's now the Speaker of the House. And it's going to be just silly, crazy. I hope people can see the humor in it. If not, we're going to be crying all year because it's just so patently absurd what the agenda is of the leftists. She's probably trying to hold off the avowed socialist, even though secretly in her DNA she probably is one. But we are up for an absurd year. In again, when the threats to liberty are real, we're going to be there taking them on.
Well, you know, we understand from our study of fiction, of classics, the best of times and the worst of times, but we really never encountered until the present reality the craziest of times. We are now experiencing the craziest of times. We have the lunatic fringe attempting to run the country and a significant minority that is backing them. And unlike days of yore where you had people on the far left who would just avow socialism and call for state control over the means of production and so on, they would nevertheless still advocate borders. They would still advocate things that would control people so as to protect their favorite entity, the government. But the lunatic fringe on the left these days appears to favor no borders, no country, no national existence, sort of a embrace all enemies and turn over all your property to them, smile and pray that they'll not chop your head off, sort of approach to life which is so surreal that it begs the question, are they all on drugs? Have we succeeded, has the pharmaceutical industry so well succeeded with its one in five people on antidepressant and antipsychotics that those people now represent the left wing of the Democratic Party? It's astonishing to see people have any political support whatsoever who advocate no protection for the nation, who believe that we should not invest in national defense, that we should not consider any threat from a foreign country to be real, and that we should have no borders, and that we shouldn't worry about terrorists coming across, criminals coming across, murderers coming across, homicide of police officers in California, homicide of innocent people all over the country. These things are to them unimportant, not even worthy of comment. Not even worthy of a sympathetic comment.
You brought up the same conclusion that I came to many years ago, you know, that they're basically all on drugs. Now, I will add to that the damage to their psyche through their mind, through their guts of the vaccine agenda, which when we were children, Jonathan, it was two or three, maybe four vaccines, right? Now, the number of antigens thrown at children, it's dozens and dozens. And
you know, we were going to talk a little later about hypersonic weapons in somewhat more serious vein.
Yeah.
But hypersonic vaccines are with us these days. Can you imagine? Well over 30. How many vaccines does the typical American citizen get by the time they're 5 years old? The number's astronomical.
Well, I think
do we poke people as many times as we do here domestically?
Yeah, it's heading up over 65, 68 to the 70s pretty soon. And of course, that, you know, removing liability completely freed up the vaccine industry to go, hey, let's throw anything we can at it. We know we own the FDA. They're going to approve it. We know we have a marketing arm in the CDC. They're going to promote it and put it on the so-called mandatory agenda. And my big concern here, and, you know, we've been talking about this a little off the air, and it's getting more and more. I've always been kind of reluctant to speak very directly about some of these issues that I've studied over the years, Jonathan, because they're too horrific, honestly. But last, you know, in December, when we learned of the mandates of vaccines in Argentina, linking it to IDs, linking it to driver's licenses, linking it to passports. And I've been talking a little bit about my travails trying to get my daughter's passport renewed. She does not have a social security number. There's no compelling state interest. She's 13. What do they need that number for in order to get her a passport, which she's already had renewed twice? And now I see this biometric data with the real ID linked to a social security number, linked to medical, private medical information that then they will now track you. And then that restriction is inevitable here. This is what they are trying to accomplish, Jonathan. And I'm beside myself here, but I don't know that many Americans realize how serious this real ID 2020 is and what it's going to lead to.
Well, there is a danger with power that it will be abused. Whenever you create a new centralized system by which people will be identified, monitored, you create a risk of government control that will be abused. That is the history of government. It is not something that is an idle threat. It's a realistic characteristic of government to be affected by political interests that will use information, as they have in the last election, as Hillary Clinton so diligently used the information against Bernie Sanders and against Donald Trump and created this false narrative of Trump being effectively a stooge of the Soviets, of the Russians in the last election. This whole type of approach to the world is based on an idea that there are haves who can access government information that is obtained from the citizenry and use it for political purposes, and the have-nots, those who are the hapless victims of this, the citizens who are legally obliged to turn over the information. In a communist country, in Argentina, to have the government accessing massive amounts of information on individuals is not unusual, but it is a sign of the abuses that can be wrought from a totalitarian state, that you can sit as the leader of a government, pull up information in excruciating detail on potential political enemies that enables you to destroy them to the nth degree so that every relative associated with them can be annihilated overnight. This is the power of government when government is given no limits and when civil liberties are transgressed with impunity. The vaccination issue is ultimately a civil liberties issue. It's a question of whether you have the right to personal autonomy against the state, whether you have the right to dissent from a requirement that everyone be injected with a substance. Certainly that is an unalienable right to have bodily integrity, to refuse treatment. Is a right as fundamental as it were, the right to accept a treatment. You have a right to refuse a treatment. And in refusing a treatment, you may create a burden on yourself. You may be a person who is scientifically identified as someone who could potentially be a carrier in the midst of a contagion. But does that mean that you have to be killed? Does that mean that you have to be forcibly injected even after the relative risk is apparent? In other words, you either have it or you don't. Mm-hmm. But there are far less restrictive alternatives to that. You can you can quarantine people if necessary, but you do that in the midst of an imminent danger. Is there an imminent danger of a contagion across the United States? Well, they say the flu epidemic. Is the flu epidemic a contagion that would force you to vaccinate every single American against their will? Thus far in our history, we've said no, except for school children, the most vulnerable among us. But let me say this, though. If we don't change this course, it is soon a slippery slope. Why would we limit this to vaccination? Mm-hmm. There are numerous other health issues that threaten people, that you could force people to be inoculated or have gene therapy performed on them or have organs removed, all in the quest of eliminating the risk of a disease. So before you become, you know, out there too sanguine about the prospects of a herd immunity, think of what the power you're investing the state with
exactly
can mean.
And yes.
Unless there are principal limitations to government, even in this area where scientists to a majority think everyone ought to be vaccinated, a minority understands that, gee, that deprives us of our liberties, and not only that, it's a false narrative, because herd immunity, when you call for 100%, 96% vaccination is necessary to afford herd immunity, it's never achieved. It's never achieved, and yet are we all wiped out? Has the contagions that have hit the world destroyed the United States? No. What's the reason for that? Because people use sanitation. They use basic approaches that minimize the risk of disease transmission as a way of protecting themselves and their families and others when there is a contagion. So vaccination is never 100% effective. It isn't effective because people can be vaccinated and still get the diseases. In addition, people can you can never get 100% vaccination even in an authoritarian state.
No, no, it's true. It's true what you're saying.
You don't ever achieve 100%, 90%,
no, but,
96%.
But we have people that are with us on this, Jonathan, and a lot of people that love liberty, but don't recognize yet how deep that rabbit hole goes when you give up your right to privacy, right? Like this national ID, de facto national ID card. This is Real ID 2020 is not something that is born of a great American ideal. And I realize that some are saying, well, it's the only way we can track immigrants. No, there's a heck of a lot of other ways we can deal with illegal immigration than to put papers on every American that's here legally and lawfully because they were born here or naturalized here. So, again, my concern, you know, as we talk about that sacred fire of liberty, how deep does that sacred fire go? How much are you willing to give up on those fundamental rights that come to you by virtue of your birth and, of course, a government that was designed by our founding fathers to acknowledge and recognize and defend those rights that come from God, not government? We'll continue to talk about this and many more issues today and into the new year here with Jonathan Emore. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty Edition.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Scott Belcher.
Now, the government's been partially shut down for, what, almost a couple of weeks now, maybe more, and are we going to have to stop doing radio? Because the FCC claims ownership of the airwaves. The government claims it owns the airwaves. So, obviously, no more radio transmissions will happen shortly, unless they somehow come to a compromise and Pelosi just comes to her senses. And this is so ridiculous. The longer the government partial shutdown continues, the more the American people, I hope, will wake up and realize, you know, we don't need all that government.
Well, here's my prediction on this. This serves Donald Trump really very well. Why? Because all of the nonsense attention of the media that had preoccupied us before the government shutdown is now shifted such that they're focusing, they're riveted on this idea that 800,000 government employees are not going to get their paychecks on time. And the government shutdown becomes the issue. That's fine. That's an issue Trump can win.
Mm-hmm.
What is it over? Well, it's over the Democrats' unwillingness to pay 0.1% of the entire federal budget, 0.1%, less than 1% of the entire federal budget, $5 billion, to construct a barrier along our southern border sufficient to delay those who try to get into this country illegally so that our forces are able to limit the number of people who can get in here illegally. In other words, to protect the United States against those who refuse to come into the United States through legal means. So their argument, the Democratic argument, simple as it can be, is that there should not be an effective barrier to block people or delay them in their efforts to overcome the national border and enter the United States illegally. In other words, they wish to provide aid and support to those who are anxious to get in here illegally, including terrorists, including murderers, including people who just have are going to be a drain on the economy, or people who intend on getting over here because of the wonderful welfare system that is available. Those are their people that they're advocating coming into the country. Against who? Against the people who live in these areas and the borders and who live throughout the United States who would otherwise not be adversely affected. So they abandon the person who is next to be killed, abandon the person who is a police officer who's next to be injured or killed, allow the drug trafficking to increase, allow the economy to be adversely affected. In other words, they sell the whole nation out for what? What?
Well, at this point, to keep 800,000 people on the taxpayer bill paid, right, that work for government.
Well, look what happens here. Let's say this goes 2 months. What happens? Those 800,000 people, the vast majority of which have had sympathies with the Democratic Party or have voted Democratic, I would wager, start realizing, gee, I'm getting hurt by this. I'm not getting paid. I'm going to have to get another job. What am I going to do? I can't just sit here and wait. This is virtually interminable. They start banging on the doors of the Democrats, not the Republicans, because the Republicans are saying, hey, we'll give you the money. We just need $5 billion for the border. So they bang on. What's the easy solution? It's 0.1% of the budget. To bang on the Democrats' door and say, hey, look, come on, give them some of the money here so I can get back to work. Are they going to stand in lockstep with Nancy Pelosi and say, no, we don't want border security for $5 billion. We don't want it.
Yeah, it's going to look pretty bad on them, and if it doesn't already. But,
then
you know, I like the idea of them having to leave the government and get a productive job instead of leeching right. off the taxpayer.
What about the rest of the country? The rest of the country says, a majority of us in various districts voted for Democrats. They say, well, look, Democratic congressman, what's your solution? All right, so you've got a president who's not going along with you. We these Democrats, never agreed with the president to begin with. But you guys, we voted for you to do something. And you prove that you can do something. What are you going to do? So the pressure is going to mount on the Democrats over time. Trump has a lockstep hold on the Republican Party. Over 80% of Republicans think he's doing the right thing.
Except for a weenie like Romney coming in and playing holier than thou. I loved Rand Paul's response to Romney. I thought that was great.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And, you know, Romney's irrelevant.
Yeah, he's a weenie. I'm just going to say it. And if I met him, I'd say, hello, now Senator Romney, you're a weenie. Okay? You know what that means. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Political, economic nature. Jonathan E. Moore, the sacred fire of liberty. He is the FDA and, well, any bureaucratic oligarchy, Dragon Slayer. He'll take them on for principled reasons. And that's what we're going to continue discussing when we come back from this break. Check out the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
USA Radio News.
The president offering his congratulations to Speaker of the House, Democrat Nancy Pelosi.
I just want to start off by congratulating Nancy Pelosi on being elected Speaker of the House. It's a
very, very great achievement.
The president then turned the mic over to Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council, who says walls do work.
I've been a Border Patrol agent for 21 years. I can personally tell you from the work that I have done on the southwest border that physical barriers, that walls actually work.
With no end in sight of the partial government shutdown, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky believes Democrats are to blame for the shutdown.
And yet, as yesterday marked the 12th day of this ongoing partial government shutdown, our Democratic colleagues seem less concerned with these facts than with their unreasonable political standoff with President Trump.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I was just thinking about, as I was talking about kids and grandkids, right? And Jonathan's a great dad with his two kids, and I've got two kids. And, you know, thinking that, you know, we've suffered under tyranny, forms of tyranny within a government that was supposed to be one that defended liberty. And, you know, if I look at the vaccine issue, which we discussed today a bit, Jonathan, and the autism epidemic, you know, now they say 1 in 36. If we continue this way, these generations will basically be party to, I guess we could say, witnessing the normalization of disease of every young person in America. To where, you know, they've actually claimed that, Jonathan, when we were growing up, we had the same amount of autism, it just was not diagnosed, right? And I'm thinking, if that's the case, where are all our friends in their 50s with autism, right? Where are they? They're not there. And so now, though, if the predictions come true within 10 years, it could be 1 in 2 children in America. At that point, you don't have a standing military. You don't have enough healthy people to man a military. Say, bye-bye America. So there could be an illicit agenda from outside or from within to promote these vaccines to bring us down. And I think that's another aspect of this discussion that's not considered enough and seriously enough in how you could take over a country by destroying the nation's health.
Well, we have a prosperous monopoly enterprise government sponsored in the United States, which creates disease categorizations, invents disease, in other words, new classes of disease, and in order to create new treatments and in order to inspire the public to buy, to pressure those doctors to give them those new treatments based on the notion that they must have that disease. At some point, these diseases of relative convenience, like seasonal affective disorder, I don't deny that some people have it. I deny that the large number of people who are said to have it are actually victimized by disease, or who are said to have ADHD or ADD. I don't deny that some people have it, but clearly they've overprescribed and they've over diagnosed that disease in spades. We realize that we are victimized by this government-protected industry for which there is no competition. If there was true competition in the marketplace, then the inflated claims of disease would be diminished. There would be challenges saying, no, that's not a metabolic disease. That's diabetes and that's cardiovascular disease, and they're separate diseases, and you can't just call it metabolic disorder because metabolic disorder is a myth. And you'd have these arguments that would arise from competing industries, and drugs would be more refined, and the approaches would be more sophisticated, and the public would benefit, and the cost would be lower. But instead, we have a government that has gone so far around the bend to serve this industry that under Medicare Part D during the Bush administration, Congressman Tausen, Billy Tausen, yeah, made the point, man, to ensure that the government could not negotiate down the per unit price of drugs bought for seniors by the government under Medicare Part D so that the pharmaceutical industry would have the power to bankrupt the United States. They're not charging anything they wanted for the drugs in the program.
And, Jonathan, they're doing their level best to bankrupt those seniors who don't do drugs, like my mom at 84 years of age. She doesn't want Medicare Part D. She never signed up for it. She doesn't take any drugs. She's not on any drugs. And they're fining her like 10% at 84, whatever little she gets back from what she's paid into the system all these years.
Right. This is corruption writ large. When the generation just passed bought into it, the post-World War II generation began to slowly, incrementally buy into this whole notion of corporatism and protectionism for industry in exchange for political favors and post-government employment opportunities. When this selfish, hedonistic society developed in politics, it sold the nation down the river, and now we are in a situation of free fall where we've got so much of that activity going on that it's really destroying American civil liberties. It brings you things like Obamacare. It brings you things like ever-growing promises of government support for everything from a college education to a free meal to anything, and to health care, it doesn't matter. And that is the ruination of our country. It is a transformation of a limited federal republic into an unlimited bureaucratic oligarchy where we're all servants to the state. And that's the direction that these people are willing to go in. They don't care what it does to the country because they're feathering their nests on the way out. As they watch the nation fall apart, they smile because they've made more money. When Billy Tausen left Congress, he made more money as the head of the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers Association than any prior director of that association, and feathered his nest for the rest of his life. So these people are willing to sell the country down the drain.
And that's the human element that our founders warned us about. I mean, if you you allow government to have that much power, that centralized bureaucracy that we were warned about. Humans are human. They're fallible. They can be bought. And we see this around the world and acted out on a global scale when the IMF comes in with promises of free money and, you know, tyrant dictators sell out their own people for natural resources or cheap labor. And we see this in the United States, where we have become the principal target of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the best customers on planet Earth, not by a free market, but by mandating monopolies only allowed in a government that has the power to centralize authority and dictate to you and me what we can or can't do, can or can't know, can or can't say about health and healing. This is why health freedom, fundamental to liberty itself. Without health, you will be enslaved by someone who will take advantage of your lack of health, especially if they hide the reasons that you've gotten poor health and the way back from that, which is not a pharmaceutical drug. There is no such thing as a pharmaceutical drug deficiency. It doesn't exist, but everything is looked at that way in this pharmaceutical state that we are in today, Jonathan. And we are doing our level best to raise that awareness, but most people are voted in, are voting in a bunch of druggies. Look in California. They, you know, that SB 277, how much pharma money went into the Democratic Party there to make sure that they would eliminate all exemptions to vaccination? And this is what the Democrats are going to do on the federal level as well, I believe.
Well, if given the opportunity, they will, because they have no principled limit to government in their minds. They don't view government as a threat to liberty. They view government as a means to gain power and assert it in any direction they desire. That's what they think government is for. They think the mechanisms of the machinery of government is a tool that they can use to impose on others their agenda. That's how they view government. I mean, if you ask them, they'll probably readily admit that the best use of government power is to pursue whatever their own agenda is, without first asking if it's constitutional, without first asking whether it's a legitimate government power, without first asking whether or not individual liberties are being violated, without asking ever whether property rights are being violated. They don't care. They don't have any tie to the founding principles that define this nation and ensured the protection of individual rights and liberties. They just don't care. They don't even understand the concept of liberty, of individual liberty. Liberty to them means government power to pursue the agenda they want, regardless of the adverse effects it has on property, on others' rights. They don't care.
Well, you know,
that's why they can say on the college campus that people should be allowed to spout whatever liberal viewpoint they wish, but if someone dares communicate a dissenting view, they should be ostracized. They should be condemned. They should be kicked out of the university. They should be driven into shame. And, you know, this is the antithesis of a people who respect rights.
Mm-hmm.
This is what drove all societies that had a majority take over and crush the minority. It is an idea that somehow your political preferences should be given the full force of law and any dissent from it should be snuffed out. That's totalitarianism. That's
right.
What they believe.
Well, if it can be said historically that lead played a role in the downfall of the Roman Empire, you know, lead in the water, the vessels, everything. What are we going to say here with the warning we have about drugs in our water? Drugs in our food, drugs in our drugs, drugs in our kids, injectable biologics, all of these things following a pattern, albeit with more technology and so-called PhD science. But the demise of America not happening simply because of votes going one way or another, but the people who are voting are so medicated that they can't see, even if they had had the capacity to see it, they don't recognize liberty. Just give me more of my drugs and make them as cheap or free as possible.
Well, addiction is a form of slavery. You become a slave to that substance. When a whole society accepts addiction, it accepts slavery. The very same people who will readily accept and condone addiction and allow it to spread profusely, such as is the case with antidepressants, one in five Americans are on these psychoactive drugs. Those drugs are addictive. You've got a society of addicts. And that society of addicts is willing to accept any condition of servility in order to be assured one thing, the supply of that opiate, the supply
right.
of that. And so we must be very, very vigilant and mindful of the fact that liberty requires responsibility, and if we're not willing to carry the responsibilities of liberty, then we must accept the horror of being a slave to the state. And that's exactly where a good number of Americans, sadly to say, are willing to go. And in such a society, if that reaches a point where we can no longer elect people who are liberty advocates into political positions, then there's no need for a forcible overthrow of the United States. There's no need for an external Manchurian candidate. Russia, China, Korea, North Korea, can achieve their end of toppling the United States by the election of people who are so far committed to a statist agenda that they will become indistinguishable from our enemies in taking
Jonathan,
over the government.
You said it as well as I could have ever said it, and this has been my big concern since I was made aware of, through my own health challenges, the enslavement of the medical mind, or the mind of America, into medicine. And we've got to do a reverse on it pretty quick. It isn't going to be China or Russia. It'll be our own demise from within.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with... you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Y'all, if you miss a moment, there are archives going back years. The Sacred Fire of Liberty special edition with Jonathan Ebord. Occasionally we've had great guest contributors like Cheryl Chumley and Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. Occasionally when Jonathan is out taking care of the kids, which he does a lot, he has special tutoring for math and other things, then we have other guests like our friends from the 10th Amendment Center. But again, those who love liberty, of course, welcome here on this show anytime. You know that. Jonathan, I don't want to paint a dire picture, but we have to cover these realities in a way that the mainstream media is loath to consider at all. And in fact, for us covering it, they would probably call us conspiracy theorists, which is a term of art created by the CIA to discredit intellectual and integrity and cognitive, thought processes about things that can be followed logically. It's about emotion. We want you to react emotionally. No, I want you to react logically, even though the emotions can stimulate you to action. That's an appropriate way for emotions to be used. But if they guide you, your emotions will lead you to destruction, and that's where we have primarily the left, and I'm not saying exclusively, but primarily the left in America, operating completely on emotionalism. But there are those that are guilty on the so-called conservative right that are in a reactionary mode and don't have the concept of liberty deeply embedded into their DNA like our founding fathers would have hoped that they had. And so we speak to everybody who's willing to listen to hopefully come back to constitutional sanity here before it's too late, if it's not already, Jonathan.
Well, we are in very dire times, and we have to fight for our freedoms. This is not the first time we've been in such a situation. It is the first time of this particular nature, but we have fought for our liberties in the most serious and grave circumstances, and it brings out the best in us when we are challenged in this way, and it reminds us of that truism, which many youth in this country simply don't grasp, that freedom is a condition that we may only enjoy if we continuously fight for it, because it is the natural direction of government to take it away. And that is a truism that was understood from the very foundations of our government. Even before that, that was a truism that came out of the Enlightenment era, and the political thinkers like John Locke and those who were part of the radical Whig movement against the Hanoverian kings of England. This is all a lesson of history And what we're experiencing is a newfound means of achieving an old end, which is government control in place of individual freedom. And government control is always sold to the public on a notion that somehow they're going to get something of value for nothing. And in every instance, it's a fraud. In every single instance, it's a fraud. But people are always willing to listen to the hype and to listen to the pitch when they are hurting or when they think they need something. And that's why a society of addicts is a danger. And that's why a society that cleaves to emotionalism and abandons our history and an understanding of what the Constitution requires does to us. When we are untethered to history, when we will accept such ridiculous notions that the Holocaust is fake, or that no one went to the moon, or that the Constitution of the United States is the product only of slaveholders who wanted to enslave the American people. These types of exaggerated, absurd notions that are anti-intellectual, that depend upon people to drive themselves with emotion and not logic and not an understanding of the true history,
yes,
you know, are the things that are the ruination of our country. That we have to defend liberty.
Yes.
But to defend liberty, you have to understand what it is.
Right. You've got to have historical perspective like the founders did. They were deeply learned men. And now, of course, women, anybody can access the information. The question is, will they activate it again? As you said, defense of liberty, you know, until you value liberty more than just about anything else. And I say this goes beyond even, you know, critical thinking skills, although I want critical thinking everywhere, is the love of liberty to the spiritual level, as our founders and those who came to America were looking for. The freedom to worship as they see fit as well. The defense of individual liberty is a spiritual concept, Jonathan. I know we're out of time, but that's something I'd love to talk to you more about as well. The spiritual basis for liberty. How about that? Wouldn't that be a good topic? I think so.
Yes,
anyway,
sir.
Jonathan, thank you, my friend. Always a great honor and privilege to be with you. And listen, we'll talk about those rights anytime we get together, because the power to heal, truly, on all levels, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.